bit of disobedience never went wrong. A constable calls. His bicycle stood at the windowsill, the rubber cowl of a mud splasher skirting the front mud yard, its fat black handle grips heating in sunlight, the spud of the dynamo gleaming and cocked back, the pedal treads hanging relieved of the boot of the law. His cap was upside down on the floor next to his chair. The line of its pressure ran like a bevel in his slightly sweating hair. He had unstrapped the heavy ledger, and my father was making tillage returns in acres, roods, and perches. Arithmetic and fear. I sat staring at the polished holster with its button flap, the braid cord looped into the revolver butt. Any other root crops? Marrow stems, mangoes, anything like that? No. But was there not a line of turnips where the seed ran out in the potato field? I assumed small gilts and sat imagining the black hole in the barracks. He stood up, shifted the baton case further round on his belt, closed the Domesday book, fitted his cap back with two hands, and looked at me as he said goodbye. A shadow bobbed in the window. He was snapping the carrier spring over the ledger. His boot pushed off, and the bicycle ticked, ticked, ticked. The Blackbird of Glanmore. On the grass when I arrive, filling the stillness with life, but ready to scare off at the very first wrong move. In the ivy when I leave, it's you, Blackbird, I love. I park, pause, take heed, breathe, just breathe and sit, and lines I once translated come back. I want to way to the house of death, to my father under the low clay roof. And I think of one gone to him, a little stillness dancer, haunter son, lost brother, cavorting through the yard, so glad to see me home, my homesick first term over. And think of a neighbor's words long after the accident. Yon bird on the shed roof, up on the ridge for weeks, I said nothing at the time, but I never liked yon bird. The automatic lock clunks shut. The blackbird's panic is short-lived. For a second, I have a bird's eye view of myself, a shadow on raked gravel in front of my house of life. Hedgehop, I am absolute for you. You're ready, talk back. You're each standoffish comeback. Your picky, nervy gold beak on the grass when I arrive, in the ivy when I leave. Postscript. And sometime make the time to drive out west into County Clare along the flaggy shore in September or October when the wind and the light are working off each other, so that the ocean on one side is wild with foam and glitter, and inland among stones the surface of a slate-grey lake is lit by the earth lightning of a flock of swans, their feathers ruffed and ruffling, white on white, their fully grown, headstrong-looking heads tucked or cresting or busy underwater. Useless to think you'll park and capture it more thoroughly. You're neither here nor there. A hurry through which known and strange things pass as big soft buffetings come at the car sideways and catch the heart off guard and blow it open.